TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Alan with an article written by Fiona titled Tips for the Visually Impaired Shopper. Whether you look upon clothes shopping as a treat or a chore, if you have a visual impairment, there's no doubt that choosing a new outfit can sometimes be a challenge. Relying on the help of family and friends, online influencers, phone apps, or simply FaceTiming your mum for her opinion can all help, but finding just the right thing for daily wear, or for that special occasion, can take time and effort. Globally, fashion designers are working to make shopping for clothes easier for people with disabilities. There are some inspiring ideas, including braille labelling giving colour, size and washing instructions, and textured buttons which can help when colour matching. For dedicated followers of fashion, in May this year, Vogue magazine launched a 12-month campaign during which all issues of British Vogue will be available both in audio format and braille. As most of us probably shop close to home, however, let's take a trip to our local high streets with some visually impaired shoppers. Meet Alan and Morven in Argyll and Emily in London, talking about their shopping experiences. Blind Vision Oban is a support group for the visually impaired and blind community in Oban, a major town and port on the west coast of Argyll. Morven Archbold and Alan MacDonald are members. Morven lives on the Isle of Mull in the Inner Hebrides, and her shopping trips are a little out of the ordinary, as she takes a 45-minute ferry crossing to Oban to reach High Street stores. "The way I shop is varied," she explains. "If I am off-island and in the mood, I enjoy having a wander in various clothes shops, just feeling the material and style. I also do online shopping, but only for specific brands where I know what sizes will fit me perfectly. My daughters will sometimes look at the sale items on certain brands and send me links to stuff they know I will like. Occasionally, I will travel to the city with my daughters or a good friend, but you have to have people who will be honest with you. I once used a personal shopper at a large store a few years ago to get an outfit for a wedding. She was very helpful and nice, but without really knowing me, it was difficult for her to judge. Better to have family or friends." Alan, a radio presenter and musician who lives in Oban, uses his sense of touch when browsing for clothes. He said, "I always hold the item against myself and feel for distinguishing features, be it an emblem on the chest, stripes on the shoulders, or a distinctive button. I always consider if I will be able to recognise this if it was in my wardrobe. Non-tactile patterns and colours would need to be explained to me, as I can recognise the colour at home using the Seeing AI app, but I wouldn't typically use this in a shop. At home, I cut the labels on anything white into triangles, so I can identify what is coloured and what is white when it comes to doing the laundry. Shopping for shoes, it's easier to pick up a shoe and have a good feel all around it, feeling for quality and creating a picture in my mind of the style. I would still need to be advised of colours and patterns. It's all an extra layer, so naturally takes a little bit longer than a sighted person would take, but that's just the nature of the beast." Emily Davison, a legally blind writer and journalist in London, shares some of the ways she likes to shop for clothes on her blog Fashionista. She talks about fabrics, styles and accessibility. "Fashion is still by and large not accessible to visually impaired people," she said. "People with sight loss would benefit from changes to things like the garment care labels and the shop tags. When I'm out, I struggle to find the correct size of clothes because I'm unable to see to read the tags. There's no easy way to tell them apart without an additional aid like an app on my phone or help from a sighted person." Emily has a guide dog, Rosie, and makes an important point. "When I shop for clothes in stores, it's so important to have changing rooms that are big enough for me and my guide dog, Rosie, to fit in," she explained. "Which is why it's so important that accessible changing rooms are always kept clear of clutter." You will find more tips from Emily on her blog, fashionista.com, That's fashion and I-E-Y-E and S-T-A, all one word. So fashionEYESTA.com. If you would like to receive a Braille copy of Vogue, register your interest by emailing accessiblevogue@condenast.co.uk. That's Accessible Vogue, all one word, Vogue, of course, is spelt V-O-G-U-E, @ Condenast, C-O-N-D-E-N-A-S-T, .co.uk. So, Accessible Vogue @condenast.co.uk. In the UK, the postage and packaging is free if you are registered blind. Happy shopping!